The National Collegiate Athletic Association has imposed penalties on the University of Alaska Fairbanks for student-athlete eligibility violations. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The NCAA-imposed penalties are the result of violations involving 40 athletes on 9 UAF sports teams between 2007 and 2011. The penalties include a $30,000 fine, no 2014-15 postseason play for some teams, the short-term elimination of some scholarships, and the vacation of wins, points, and statistics of offending athletes and their teams. At a press conference Wednesday, UAF Chancellor Brian Rogers emphasized that the athletes are not to blame.
These infractions were the result of university errors and not due to wrongdoing by any of our student athletes.
The NCAA eligibility violations were self-reported by UAF in 2011 and 2012. Chancellor Rogers attributed them to the university failing to fully understand and identify issues for student athletes in four areas:
the eligibility of pre-majors, progress toward degree, declaration of major, and transfer credit requirements.
University officials did not pin blame for the violations on any individual staff. The university is required to publicize the infractions, and Vice Chancellor Mike Sfraga gave a blunt assessment of what happened.
It doesn't rest on one person or one department. There's multiple areas that we just didn't do a good job in. And we keep saying that often. I hope the message gets out that as an institution, we just didn't do our job well enough, and we failed our students.
Among the numerous NCAA penalties is a requirement that UAF develop a program to educate staff on eligibility certification and advising practices, something Athletic Director Gary Gray said the university has already implemented.
That has been in place now for quite some time. We continue to educate folks and employees in the registrar's office, advising, et cetera. We meet with them monthly. We have a great process. It works. It's well documented. And I would hold it up as a model process. So we have completed that requirement.
UAF has also hired an academic advisor for student athletes and designated staff to manage their records. The NCAA is requiring the university to file an annual compliance report, including a review by an outside consultant. UAF is in the process of going over athletic statistics for the affected years to determine what team and individual athletic achievements will be vacated from the record books. UAF Media Relations Assistant Andrew Desrosiers confirms that Marius Kortauer's 2008 NCAA individual men's cross-country skiing title and the Nanuk Rifle Team 2007 and 2008 national championships will not be affected. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.